In the wake of the Queen's passing, you may recall, or death. They're much more blunt, and you know it's only in South Africa that we say she passed on. They're like the Queen died. She's dead. Okay. You'll recall last Thursday we had that Friday I had that conversation with you around, you know, holding space for mourning, but also ensuring that we're not being ahistorical. And it began as I said, we've got years and years to pick apart her legacy. We don't have to necessarily do so on the day that she died. We could focus on the emotion of the thing. But what Graham's raising in the news there, I find quite interesting. It's almost a week. It's 6 days since the Queen died. News moves fast in this world. 6 days is a lifetime in the news, actually. And I guess John Oliver's show was on Sunday, where he, as I understand it, I haven't actually watched the American flighting, but as I understand it, and he's a satirist, that's what he does, and he's long been quite critical of the monarchy. In fact, many people, when the Queen passed away, said, I cannot wait to see John Oliver's show because I know he's going to go spicy. But what I from what I understand, more than anything else, he's poking fun at tonally strange condolence messages about the Queen. Not necessarily at the Queen herself. And I'll stand corrected when I do watch it. Maybe I'm wrong. So to censor footage, to cut his show when it's flighted on Sky, seems quite arcane to me. I would like to believe, particularly the way I remember the Queen, I'd like to believe she's resilient to a person making jokes about how other people are grieving her. Far more frightening is the arrest of that 22-year-old man. So if you just heard on Graham Rebenheimer's EWN report, a 22-year-old man was just arrested under disturbing the peace or something because he heckled Prince Andrew, called him a dirty old man, which, of course, if the allegations are true, that's exactly what he is. But it happened to be happening, I suppose, during the procession of Andrew, Anne, and Charles, King Charles, Princess Anne, Princess Royal, whatever, walking behind their mother's coffin. Appropriateness and peace in the absence of justice are difficult things to hold together. They become quite problematic if we're just going to be keeping up appearances. I never thought I'd see the day when the United Kingdom censored people for saying what's on their mind. It leaves a very bitter taste, actually, in what may be revealed to be the nature of the United Kingdom and a fragility about the United Kingdom that follows such a stoic and such a strong leadership of Queen Elizabeth. That's a lack of resilience. That's a thin-skinnedness. That raises concerns for me. Virginia Giuffre has been very, very clear. And by the way, we'll remind you all that Ghislaine Maxwell, Ghislaine, whatever, is arrested. She's in jail. She's serving time. Jeffrey Epstein served time, and Prince Andrew, as we understand it, was there. If those allegations are true, that is a dirty old man, and I don't see why we must hide him from it, and I don't understand why the police and the Crown are protecting him from that truth, and I feel very strongly about that.